into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports are running that video. Chicagoans got tear gassed by federal agents when protesters gathered at the scene of a crash between the agents and a man fleeing arrest. This is ABC News. We're hearing rare public remarks from Jack Smith, the former special counsel who brought a case against President Trump. Many of the Justice Department employees who worked on that case were fired by the current Trump administration.
These are team players who don't want anything but to do good in the world. They're not interested in politics. And I get very concerned when I see how easy it is to demonize these people for political ends, when these are the very sort of people I think we should be celebrating.
Jack Smith telling the University College London that the idea politics played a role on his special counsel team is, as he put it, ludicrous. Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in California have gone on strike, hoping for better wages and better staffing. Walmart has a deal with OpenAI. It lets shoppers buy by using ChatGPT, the computer answering questions about products and discounts. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Attention residents of Minocqua, are you elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own smoke detector? Well, the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department has a program currently running to provide you a 10-year battery smoke detector provided by them and installed by them. If you meet certain criteria, you can sign up to have a smoke detector installed free of charge. This is a limited program, so check out what's needed to be eligible, and you can send them a private message with your name, address, and phone number. To be eligible, you must be a Minocqua resident, not commercial or business, elderly, disabled, or unable to install your own detector, and be aware that this is a battery-operated detector, not a replacement for an interconnected unit. All you have to do is send the Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department your information and they will contact you. You can find this post on their Facebook page under Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department. This is only for a limited time, so don't delay. The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce would like to remind local businesses about the business decorating contest. Whether it's spooky, scary, or cute, they would love to see your fall and Halloween decor. To enter the contest, you can submit one photo via email to chamber@parkfalls.com before 4 p.m. on October 17th. The Chamber will post a Facebook album with all participants, and the photo with the most likes by noon on Saturday, October 25th will be the winner, receiving a plaque and bragging rights until next year. Once again, the deadline for the contest is 4 p.m. on October 17th, and to enter, simply submit one photo of your business's fall or Halloween decor via email to chamber@parkfalls.com. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
Domestic and family violence claimed the lives of 109 individuals in 2024. That's according to a report released October 1st by End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. Jennings spoke with Chad Holmes this week on the WXCO Morning Show. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
NAPA Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of NAPA Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, October 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Sharon, of Butternut, by four children, James Wasco of Superior, by Roseanne Larson of Solon Springs, by Lori Danz of Solon Springs, and by Dawn Holman of Mosinee. Survived also by five grandchildren, by his sister, Charlotte Richter of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral Mass will be held at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, October 17th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Wasco Jr., age 88, of Butternut. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her eight children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by nine siblings, Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Leroy Allen Betcher, age 73, of Park Falls, died on Friday, October 10th at Lakeside Villa in Phillips. He is survived by his children, Nathan Betcher of De Pere and Emily Birchmeyer of Park Falls. Further survived by his stepchildren, Lori Chernyshevsky, Pam Timler, Lila Tesh, Dave Pfeiffer, and Janet Wachowski. Further survived by his grandchildren, by many step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his siblings, Lynn Ann Warner, Gloria Richter, Bev Vick, and Larry Betcher, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of Life will be held at Park Falls American Legion on Saturday, October 18th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with military honors at 12 noon. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Leroy Allen Betcher, 73, of Park Falls. Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls, died on October 12th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She is survived by her husband, William, by her daughter, Juniper Lydia, by her parents, Lydia and Helmut, further survived by her mother-in-law, by her father-in-law, and by her sister, Stephanie, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls, on Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Christina Bicek, 39, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a few showers possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, showers likely, a rumble of thunder possible as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 43.
98 Q Country.
She said, well, do you eat a lot of gluten? I don't know what gluten is, but I would say yes. I'm fairly certain I'm mostly gluten. And she said, well, you should avoid anything with gluten in it. I said, okay, thank you, and started to leave the room, and I said, what has gluten in it? You know what has gluten in it? Everything! Have you tried gluten-free food? It needs gluten. I don't know what gluten is, but apparently it's delicious. And you need to put that back in there.
3, 2, 1.
It's all about the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98Q Country.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. flying with me in Atlanta. It's such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano. I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away. Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you.
We're gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
Skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This is awesome.
98Q Country.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. I got a same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again.
And
That's Josh Ross called Single Again at 98Q Country. Good Wednesday. It's the 15th of October. Well, it seemed like just yesterday we were talking about the fact that Halloween should be right around the corner, said the morning guy. Feels like Halloween should be tomorrow. Seemed like I just said that yesterday. It was about 3 weeks ago. But now, here it is. Well, 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks yet, so it's not right around the corner. Halloween on a Friday this year. So you got some Halloween celebrations the weekend before. I know the Park Falls Chamber the Saturday before. And then you got some stuff that'll probably be that Saturday after and Halloween Day and all that stuff. So good luck with that, parents. Good luck. It was, for me, it was See, my wife takes care of that stuff. When it comes to the costume and stuff like that, my son didn't need dad trying to figure out his costume. That was a mom thing. So I was a spectator. I was a support. I was a, hey, can you hold this? Or, hey, come here. Reach up and grab. That was me. That was my contribution to the Halloween. So when I think of Halloween, I don't think of stress. I know some parents, there's a lot going on, getting the kids for school and whatever else, organizations. If you have an organization, there's something usually that's going on with it, right, with Halloween, usually, 4-H'ers, whatever it might be. We have Reality Radio coming up. We're going to talk a little outdoors. We're going to talk a little Prentice School. We're going to talk a little Embrace and see what else happens, too. Brewers, the bats have just kind of, well, let me say that. I mean, the hitting could be better, but it's good pitching. I mean, this Yamamoto guy, he was throwing some nasty stuff up there, and he was locating it very well. It seemed like every time I was watching, I had the game on the TV, and I was listening, but I was kind of doing some other stuff, and it seems like every time I saw Yamamoto throw a pitch, it was like right at the knees, outside corner, inside corner. He didn't give him much, except for that first home run. This has definitely been a postseason of tune in early, because it seems like that first inning in a lot of the games, especially for the Brewers, has a lot going on early on in the game. Usually you say, seventh inning, I'll tune in. It'll be good. A lot of it's been early, and the Brewers bats just, they need to get going. They need to get going out in L.A. somehow, and a long plane flight between here and L.A., hopefully something will happen for the young guys, and they'll get a few to drop in. You need two out there, right? You got to have two to bring it back. If you lose two, it's over. So obviously, if you go down 3-0, that probably they'll pull out that stat. Probably if they go down 3-0, no team has ever come back, or only one team, whatever the stat may be. So it's pretty much. It's pretty much all must-win games for the Brewers, minus one. They can slip up once, but just don't do that on Thursday because you don't want to go down 3-0. It's a 5:08 first pitch on Thursday, and a 4:30 pregame. We'll have it for you right here on 98Q. We're coming to you this morning from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence. Compassion for people. We have a blood drive coming up on Thursday. Paging through the info that you guys were nice enough to let me know about these things. Appreciate that. You can always email us any event, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and drop off the flyer too. When you email, just take your phone and just take a little picture of the poster. Send it to us. That's an easy way to do it. And we'll talk about it. Put you on our 98qcountry.com community calendar. So the blood drive is Thursday at the Peace Center here on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls. That's Thursday from noon to 5. You can call Jenny if you need to make an appointment. Maybe the schedule is tight that day. You can call her at 744-3267. 744-3267. If you give blood on Thursday, you will be... you'll get a $10 Amazon gift card. It's nice. Yeah, so they'll send that to you via email. So everybody who gives blood on Thursday gets a $10 Amazon gift card. So if you haven't, and maybe you think you're pretty sure you're, you know, in a situation health-wise where you can, Maybe that's a little extra incentive for you. Thursday, noon to 5 at the Peace Center, 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. A lot of other notes here. We'll save some of these for reality radio. The Packers' next game is coming up against who they got here. They got the Arizona Cardinals road game. Let me just say this. Any road game in the NFL is difficult right now. Any road game. Teams play better right now, it seems like, at home. Pretty much any game in the NFL is difficult right now. I don't think there's one. I mean, the teams that we thought were going to be bad, now all of a sudden, just like, oh, the Giants. I guess maybe you're all right. You got this dart guy throwing darts out there. And now all of a sudden, the Giants are pretty good. Or maybe the Eagles are just that bad. But to start the season, and it's a good thing, we did record it, didn't we? It's somewhere. I'll delete it. Gray and I's discussion going into the season, and every single sports commentator's discussion going into the NFL season. If you look back at the Thursday, Friday leading up to the opener of the NFL season, everybody sounds like a complete idiot. I guarantee you, a complete idiot. Now, when you look at teams, nobody saw the Baltimore Ravens falling off the edge. Nobody saw it. Everybody's like, this is the year. And this is even, I even said, going into the year, I'm just like, well, it looks like the Chiefs are down. This is the year the Bills and the Ravens, you know, if they're going to get it, this is the year to get it. And the Bills might be all right, but man, they stunk their last game I watched on Monday. Was that Monday night? And the Ravens just got all kinds of injuries. So many people say, and even you hear some of the NFL experts on the ESPNs and stuff say, well, how does this happen? How do they fall off? And somebody in the background will say, everybody's hurt. And then they'll say, but what about, they just kind of roll past it. They don't want to talk about the $200 million of salary that's in street clothes on the sideline. They don't want to talk about that. If you're going to have a 13-14 win season, you got to have two things. You got to have pretty good backups, and you got to have a little bit of luck and win in a couple of games, a blocked kick or a missed field goal. It just always amazes me in football, the difference between, oh, we're great, oh, this team is special, oh, this team has a chance to win it all. The difference between that and our team stinks, we're never going to make the playoffs, fire the coach. The difference between those two things is a little finger on a football that blocked a kick. That's it. That's it. That's the difference. That's the difference between greatness and get out of the sport. You have no idea what you're doing. Or a fumble that went out of bounds instead of the opposing team recovering. They jumped on it. They jumped on the ball on the sideline. But after 10-minute review, and they sent it to a satellite in space, and they brought it back down, and they determined by a quarter of an inch that guy was out of bounds when he recovered that fumble. And so the offense retains possession. That right there, the difference between, oh my gosh, we're going to win the Super Bowl, fire everybody, terrible fans, terrible city, terrible management. That's the difference in the NFL. And it's as a fan, once you realize that, you have to just watch the game with a little different philosophy, all right? When a game ends and the Packers give up 60 points in the fourth quarter total of their first five games, just look back at how that happened. Don't just throw the stat out there and say, oh, they gave up 60 points. That's terrible. What's wrong? Well, I guarantee if you go in there and break down the film and all kinds of stuff in there, there's at least one pick six in there, right? There's at least one. And I always like it, too, when they are analyzing games, like in the late third or fourth quarter, and they'll say, you know what? What happened? What happened to the Bronco defense? Seattle has 27 points on the board. What is going on with the defense? And they never even bothered to even mention that there was three turnovers and a pick six and a punt return for a touchdown. How that happened is not important. It's just the fact that they gave up those points. The NFL is, there's just so much going on out there. There's so many players, so many different variables. One guy fumbles a ball, turns the whole game around. Just one guy just decided that it was just going to end up on the ground and the other team jumped on it. Well, the other 59 minutes and 48 seconds that we played in the game are now irrelevant because that just decided the game. And this Moody, how about this game on, was it Monday, when Moody came out and hit that, and hit the field goal for, was it the Bears? What game was that? I mean, the guy basically, he was done. He was kind of out as a kicker. He was cut. He was at home, you know, playing Thomas the Tank Engine with the kids. And all of a sudden, bling, bling. Our kicker, Fred, he pulled his hamstring. Could you come down? Sure. And then like 12 hours later, he's kicking the game-winning kick on national TV. The life of a kicker. The economy of counseling kickers through a psychologist, psychiatrist, has to be huge. Because if you're an NFL kicker, you probably have a weekly meeting with someone that involves a nice padded chair. Maybe a little glass of brandy or whatever it may be. It's crazy. That's why NFL is popular. It's just it's just a crazy, unpredictable sport. Let's get you twice an hour updated. Well, we update you twice an hour on news and sports. It's what we do. So now we're going to get that to you right now. ABC gets us going at 7:37 on the 98Q Morning Show.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports are running that video. Chicagoans got tear gassed by federal agents when protesters gathered at the scene of a crash between the agents and a man fleeing arrest. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin DOT is urging caution on the roads as deer activity increases this time of year. With the change in season comes increased activity from deer and a greater risk for car versus deer crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Wisconsin State Patrol, urges drivers to stay alert with more deer on the move during the fall rut or mating season. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, quote, "This is the time of year when we typically see the most crashes involving deer. As the hours of daylight become shorter and more deer are crossing the highways, drivers should be especially cautious and scan the road ahead to prevent dangerous crashes," end quote. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than a third of those crashes happened in October and November. Deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions. Be sure to drive at a safe speed, eliminate distractions, and make sure everyone is buckled up. Crash injuries are less severe or can be avoided entirely when everyone wears a seatbelt. Be sure to also carefully scan the road ahead. If one deer crosses, watch for more. And if you see a deer, honk your horn to encourage them to move away from the road. And if you do hit a deer, be sure to get your vehicle safely off the road as soon as possible. If someone is hurt or the deer is in the active portion of the road, call 911. If no one is hurt and your vehicle and the deer are off the road, contact local law enforcement. Be sure to stay buckled up inside of your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking along a road is always dangerous. And never attempt to move an injured deer. You can find more tips at wisconsindot.gov. Get ready for spooky fun! The City of Park Falls would like to inform you that trick-or-treat hours for Park Falls are from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Halloween night, Friday, October 31st. Be sure to stay safe, and remember, adding reflective items to costumes is always a good idea as it can help drivers spot them faster and avoid any accidents. Also, be sure to stay safe when crossing roads, and above all, remember to have a fun and happy Halloween! As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Melissa Kay reports.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Lapa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Monaco Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Aqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, volleyball action last night. The Merriwood crossover happened. So the Merriwood Conference crossover had Phillips taking on Stratford. Stratford won that 3-0. Prentice, they fell to Marathon 3-2. And Shawamigan, they won over Wisconsin Rapids Assumption 3-0 last night. All those held at the crossover last night. So Shawamigan will travel to Phillips for a non-conference match coming up on Thursday, varsity only, beginning at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Prentice, meanwhile, on Thursday travels to Three Lakes. The regional brackets are partially populated. We'll have those for you when they become available there, and you can view them, what's available to see now, at the WIAA website at wiaawi.org.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Quilt As Desired is your go-to for finishing quilts. Located at 1279 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls, Jane has been long-arm quilting since 1997 and sewing nearly her whole life. Bring in your quilt top and she'll take care of the rest, including backing, batting, quilting, or binding. Use your own materials or choose from her huge selection. Call 715-661-2679 to coordinate drop-off with Jane or at Stamp Paper Scissors in Minocqua. Be sure to drop off by November 1st for Christmas quilts. And remember, you can get $50 off through the 98Q Country Shopping Show.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies and cool today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a few showers possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, showers likely, a rumble of thunder possible as well with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 43.
98Q Country.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Forget mathematical equations, self-help, psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. Analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo! Oh, happy hump day.
98 Q Country.
Bonnie and Clyde, rolling 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. You shoot a line shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull into the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town, get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like a girl herself. It's not as bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any Daisy Dukes, girl. She got you tapping on the board show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, the Saturn girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? It's tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. I'll make you wanna slide on. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up?
All right, Brantley
Gilbert at 98Q Country. Did you guys realize, I just want to be clear on this, did you know that the Packers are in first place? Because some of the online banter and some of the things, even Mike Clemens' story, we're giving up 60 points in the fourth quarter. What's going on? This team's terrible. You're in first place, all right? Just did a little check there. You're 3-1-1. I know the two losses weren't fun and probably weren't. Cleveland and Dallas, and Dallas was a tie, I know, but that was a loss. But you are in first place, all right, in the division. So, and you're the two seed, I believe, right now, in the if the playoffs were to start today. And by the way, the AFC is officially horrible. If there's a stench that you smell when you're watching football, it's the AFC. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams with only one win. 1-5, 1-5, 1-5, 1-5, 0-6, the Jets. And a couple other teams in Vegas and in Cincinnati that are 2-4. They're done. So basically, 7 playoff spots. You've got 9 teams vying for 7 playoff spots right now.
in the AFC. That'll change in 3 weeks, of course. Everything will flip. Teams will go on 5-game win streaks, and that'll end. Tampa Bay looks like they're for real, huh? I mean, they got a decent quarterback, and I think they'll be there. So Tampa Bay's, you know, San Francisco, Philadelphia is still a question mark, but you got to figure they'll figure it out. They did it last year. They were horrible the first half of last year, and then they went on and nobody could stop them. And it looks like the Sam Darnold experiments in Seattle right now is a positive test positive for that. He's doing pretty good. They're 4-2. That's a good Seattle team. And Detroit, 4-2, and the Rams at 4-2. Those are your top seven teams in the NFC. You got it's loaded. The NFC is a tough time to be in the NFC because all games, I mean, you go all the way down to even the Arizona game for the Packers this Sunday. And now the Giants, who appear to have a quarterback in Dart, they're 2-4, but they may get it going. The only team I would say that's probably not going anywhere are the Saints. So the only team in the NFC that I'm going to count out of the playoffs right now, out of the 16 in the NFC, are the Saints. I'm gonna cross them off. But the other 15, they're all right. It's a lot of good teams, some good upstart quarterbacks. You're seeing some lower passing yards. If you've checked the passing stats, I don't know what the total is for the season, but I do know that for somebody to throw for 300 yards now is hard. And very uncommon. Whereas as recently as 3-4 years ago, it seems like everybody was, you roll anybody out there and it's like, well, they got 400 yards. Everybody was thrown. The defenses have caught up a little bit. And if you get a 300-yard passing game, now that's a story. Now quarterbacks are struggling to even get over 200 in passing. So the Packers, Arizona, we got it for you Sunday. That is a 3:25 kick. And we do know that no matter what happens with the Brewers, they have Sunday off. So even if they are playing, we're hoping they will be playing after Saturday's game. There's no conflict on Sunday at Arizona. And you don't have to worry about a Badger conflict because we just don't want to watch Badger football right now, right?
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Hugh Country.
All right, Reality Radio coming up for you. Some good local stuff after 8 o'clock on a cloudy Wednesday morning with 98Q Country, Kenny Chesney.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids, with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear.